Biden calls Netanyahu and says Israel has right to defend itself from Hamas. By Kyle Morris on May 12, 2021. President Joe Biden contacted Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday in an effort to show U.S. support for Israel amid several violent attacks in Tel Aviv from Palestinian terrorists. According to a readout regarding the call from the White House, Biden spoke with Netanyahu and condemned the rocket attacks by Hamas and other terrorist groups, including against Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. During the phone call, Biden also insisted that a pathway toward restoring a sustainable calm is needed. According to the readout, which also stated that Biden updated Netanyahu on America's diplomatic engagement with regional countries, including Egypt, Jordan, and Qatar, as well as with Palestinian officials. The two leaders agreed to maintain the close consultation between their teams, which has included consistent engagement by their respective foreign ministers, defense ministers, chiefs of defense, and national security advisors, and to stay in touch personally in the days ahead, the readout concluded. Earlier on Wednesday, Biden told reporters about the phone call with Netanyahu and stated Israel has a right to defend itself against acts of terror. "My expectation and hope is that this will be closing down sooner than later," Biden said. "But Israel has a right to defend itself against thousands of rockets flying into your territory. Arab riots in several Israeli cities, particularly in the Flashpoint Temple Mount complex in Jerusalem's Old City, devolved Monday night into a full-blown confrontation with Gaza. As previously reported by Breitbart News, more than 1,000 rockets were launched from the Hamas-ruled enclave into Israel, killing 5 people and injuring hundreds more. Israeli airstrikes killed at least 35 people in Gaza, most of whom were terror groups or else victims of Hamas rocket fire that had fallen short of its target." Former President Donald Trump slammed Biden on Tuesday for his weakness and lack of support for Israel, amid a deadly barrage of rockets battering the country. "Under Biden, the world is getting more violent and more unstable because Biden's weakness and lack of support for Israel is leading to new attacks on our allies," Trump said in a statement. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.